Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Ben Gross. It's time for a look at your local sports report with Emma Ray Ward. This morning, Emma Ray speaks with Tryon wrestling coach Eric Brock and new Tryon basketball coach John Cornett.
This is Emma Ray Ward, and I'm here with
Eric Brock.
Coach Brock, this wrestling season, tell me a little bit about yourself as coach and your program.
Well, this is my 16th, I believe, year as a head coach. I've been involved with Tryon wrestling really since 1990 when I entered the doors as a freshman in high school as a wrestler. And then, you know, I've been a community coach for a few years. I've helped with youth and middle school. And then, and like I said, moved to high school, and I've been the head coach here for 16 years.
Awesome. So you've had a lot of coaching experiences. What did your team accomplish last year?
Last year, our team went 39-1. They won the state duels championship. They won the state traditional championship. A lot of accomplishments were made by that team, a lot of records set. So they set an expectation that's going to be hard to touch. But this team I got this year, we got some young kids that's coming in. I think they're going to be equally as good. And they show a lot of heart, so I'm really looking forward to see what this season unfolds.
So a lot of records were set last year, as you said. Did you lose any seniors last year?
Yes.
I lost.
Let's see. I hope I don't miss anyone. I got a state champion, Brantley Wilbanks. He was our 220. Also at heavyweight, we had Zach Sharp, who was a former, he was state champion the year before and placed fourth at heavyweight. Caleb Parks was also at heavyweight. Also, you know, we had Bladen Bowman. He wrestled for us at 182. He was a state runner-up. He was a great leader on and off the mat, and you know, he's going to be hard to replace, but we do have some young guys coming up that's going to be able to help us out. Down low, we had Dagan Vaughn, who was a four-time state placer. He was just a hammer, and one of the best memories I have, you know, of Dagan was last year when they drew the 113 weight class to start the state deals. I knew without a doubt we had it, because I knew he was going to go out there and dominate like he was – had done all year, and he did. He set the tone, and it kind of went our way from there on out. Also, we had Bryce James, who come to us. He four-time state placer. He was hammer, and I think just about everybody I named, four or five of those, they were in their career, high school career, had won over 100 matches. So very impressive. I'm hoping I hadn't missed anyone. I may need to look back, but I know I probably did. But we had a lot of seniors that really contributed to the program.
So it sounds like you actually lost a whole lot of talent. What is your team looking like this year with incoming freshmen, upcoming seniors, and anybody in between?
Well, preseason rankings has us again at number one. I know they're nice to look at, but don't really mean a thing. And you know, this year I replaced those seniors with eight more, so I've got a national All-American on the team who's already committed to go to outstate. I've got I got a Toby Maddox, a state champion. We got state placers, and I got some freshmen that can scrap. They're gonna come in. They're gonna help us out. I won't mention a name because nobody's expecting him, but I got a kid that's won freshman state last year. He didn't make the lineup in the varsity part of it, but he won freshman state, and he's going to step in and make some noise this year. And I guess I'll go ahead and say it, but that's Lane Harris, so people can look out for him.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What are you expecting out of this, what sounds like a phenomenal team this year as a coach? What are your goals and your expectations?
You know, our goals, you know, first and foremost, we want, you know, our goals, you know, obviously you want to win. We love to win. But, you know, as a team, I'm trying to think of what, you know, coaches kind of have different goals than the team. I know they want to win. They want to win a state championship. They want to win the area championship. If they do that, this will be, I think, the seventh or eighth year that we've won the area region championship in duels and traditional. So there's been a legacy set over the last decade or so. You know, I think we've probably been the top three team in the state for the last 12 years. And so these kids have high expectations. When they walk into a gym, you know, they're humble, but they have a presence about them. And teams from, I think now I've counted up, we go to camp and things, I think we've actually competed and won against teams from, maybe lost count, but from 24 different states. So people around the different states know who Tryon Georgia is. And I got followers on our Facebook account from Virginia and other places. So they've really made a name for themselves. And I think these guys, their goal is to carry on that legacy that has and those expectations that have been set over the years.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We can't wait what to see what Tryon accomplishes this year.
All right.
Hey, I am back with...
My name is John Cornett. I am the head boys basketball coach at Tryon High School. I'm also here teaching math.
Awesome. So, Coach, tell me a little bit. You said you were new. Tell me a little bit about your position this year and what you're looking forward to.
First of all, I've moved here from Maine. I was in Maine for 3 years, and before that I was on the other side of Georgia in Towns County and Gainesville. I've been teaching and coaching for over 25 years, and glad to be at Tryon. I'm excited to be part of the Bulldog family. I love teaching math here. I love the students I have, and I'm really excited to be coaching basketball here.
Awesome. What does your roster look like this year, Coach?
So I'm carrying 15 on varsity. We have two seniors on the team right now, and both of them came out this year. They had the last time they played was their freshman year. They're doing really well, adjusting to a new coach, a new system. But we're pretty young, and we got a lot of players coming back next year.
So what does your freshman class look like? You talk about you being young.
Yeah, freshman class is struggling right now. We have a few kids out. You know, there's three of them that have basketball experience, and then a couple others that are trying it for the first time. I need to get more in the hallways to recruit some more players to come back out. You know, the great thing is that our wrestling program does well, and a lot of those kids are attracted to that success, and they want to win a state championship with Coach Brock, and he's done a fabulous job, but I've got to get back out in the hallways to compete with him, man. He's taking all my players.
So, you know, previously you stated that you have a lot of freshmen and you're doing a lot of recruiting. What are you looking forward to most about this year, and what are some of your goals as coach?
So it's always been a dream to coach some of my children, and I had the fortunate experience to coach my oldest daughter in soccer, and that was when we were at Towns County. And you know, Coach Lanham hired me to coach the boys basketball team here, knowing that I had two sons left in high school. So one of the things that I look forward to is being able to coach them and get the experience with them. But I will say that it's exciting to see a lot of these players that love basketball the way that my two boys do. So I'm looking forward to coaching a lot of them. I know that we have some high expectations for our program. You know, just talking to some of those players before practice started, there were some goals they had of their own. And, you know, I don't think most people would expect us to have the goals we do, but we have some high goals set for ourselves.
That's awesome. So this season, we got a lot coming up. Well, we'll also be doing on the radio with Chattooga High School. Awesome. Well, it's nice to meet you, Coach. Good luck this season, and welcome to Chattooga County.
I appreciate it. I look forward to talking with you all season.